Good morning, good people. It is 1st October 2020. We celebrate the feast of Saint Therese of Lisieux, Virgin and Doctor of the Church, the patroness of the missions. It is the month dedicated to the Most Holy Rosary too. May we pray the rosary for the pandemic to come to an end all over the world, and may we return to the normalcy. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 66 verses 10 to 14 and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 to 4. God desires to comfort us as God promises through the prophet Isaiah in the first reading. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 13. The unknown remains greater and mysterious than what we have known and cherished so far in our life, and that makes our life still meaningful. Each one of us has the power to comfort the other. A rosary for someone in pain, sickness, and problem can bring comfort from a distance. Saint of the day encourages us with her little ways. Saint Teresa believed, quote, "Love proves itself by deeds, so how am I to show my love? The only way I can prove my love is by scattering flowers, and these flowers are every little sacrifice, every glance and word, and the doing of the least actions for love." Unquote. The responsorial psalm praises, "Keep my soul in peace before you, O Lord." Psalm 132. The Gospel too encourages us to share our little ways with the little ones. Quote, "The one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 18 verse 3. To become low profile person, we need to trust in God. The sparks of charity can ignite the heart of the poor and the needy around. Our authentic love for God and our authentic love for others positions ourselves before God. There are no surprises in secured and highly guarded life. In the spirit of freedom and charity, the Spirit of God taps our core corners of our existence. May we grow in those little acts of love and charity enveloped in loving prayers. May you have a lovely day. God bless you.